Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Vonna Pfeiffer.
And you're listening to Fiber Talk, the twice weekly podcast for the needle artists. And this is the midweek show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that means it's on Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah. Sponsored by Sassy Jack Stitchery. Thanks to Kim Young and the Sassy Jacks folks for sponsoring. And here's a little message from Kim.
This edition of Fiber Talk is proudly sponsored by Sassy Jacks Stitchery. Sassy Jacks is a vibrant young needle workshop located on the picturesque Main Street of Weaverville, North Carolina. Sassy Jacks shares a beautifully renovated historic building with Five Little Monkeys Quilt Shop and a wonderfully renovated classroom facility on the upper level of our building. Our classroom facility is best in class, and we hope you'll find a retreat or workshop that you just can't miss sometime later this year or next. We still have a few openings in our August class with Beth Seal of Summerhouse Stitchworks, as well as our September Soiree Stitch Retreat and our Halloween Retreat with Isabel from The Primitive Hair. Spaces are filling fast, so please give us a call to register or check out the info on our website under Designer Classes at SassyJackStitchery.com. We are also happy to announce that registration for our Jack's Hats 2020 workshops featuring Nicola Parkman of Hands Across the Sea Samplers will open for registration on July 7th. Please watch your inbox for a special newsletter the evening of July 6th, or look for the registration documents on our website under Designer Classes on July 7th. We hope you find a way to come visit us soon. If you can't make it to us, then visit us on Facebook or Instagram. We love it when you stop by and say hi, whether it's in person or online. We truly appreciate you. And we really appreciate all the good things we hear and learn from Fiber Talk. We are super proud to be a sponsor of this wonderful resource of stitching goodness. Thank you, Fiber Talk, for giving us some stabby pokey talk twice a week. Kim and team at Sassy Jack Stitchery.
All right. Thanks, Kim. Appreciate the support.
Yes.
So what lots of things going on at the Sassy Jacks, but the one that involves Vonna and me is the hats. She's calling it Jack's Hats Spring Workshop with Nicola Parkman.
Mm-hmm.
And so registration is the 7th. That's next Monday, right?
Yep.
So, like we said the last time, just get signed up. Get on her mailing list so you get the information. We're going to be there for the Thursday-Friday workshop with Nicola, and we'll be there Saturday because there's the other sampler that Kim is doing. Not sure who's teaching that. But anyway, Vonna and I will be there for 3 days.
Yeah.
And then they're kicking us out of town. Just get out of here.
You people need to leave. But it says, okay, now wait a minute. You said it opens July 7th. Is that right?
That's what she said. Registration.
That's Sunday because July 5th, which is my birthday, Gary, is on Friday.
Oh. Well, said July 7th when I listened to it.
Maybe she'll just, it's probably, is it on the website sign up?
I would think so.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter if it's Sunday or when.
That quick. Get on the list. Just get on the list and then you'll get the notification and then it'll be good.
Yeah.
The 5th. Ooh, you were almost a 4th of July baby.
My mother was in labor with me from July 3rd until 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, jeez.
They finally when they wheeled my mother into the operating room, I guess they told my father, do you want us to save your baby or your wife?
Whoa.
And he said, my wife. But I made it because I'm a winner. But anyway.
Oh, man.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, that's a tough call. Wow.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. What a position to be in. Ouch.
Yeah. My head was stuck.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I have so many brains. That's why.
Yeah. Well, I think that went without saying that, you know, the cranial capacity was just beyond the physical limitations here. Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow. You know, and probably today wouldn't even have been a big deal.
Probably. I don't know. Probably not. She had problems with all her babies because my brother, the one after me, he had to have his head was stuck too. So the third one was just C-section to just start off with.
Just don't even try. Huh?
Yeah. I think the second one, he came so fast, they couldn't stop it. And they had to do the, you know, like the forceps stuff or whatever, grab his head and pull him out.
Ew.
So anyways, yeah. But yeah, that's what it was. That's what it came down to, me or my mom. Supposedly.
And you came through anyway. Take that.
I did. I made it.
Take that.
Oh, shoot.
Man. Well, all right. Happy birthday. I'd sing, but you don't want to hear that. So we're not going to.
Thank you.
Yep. Pretty cool.
So when you're shooting off fireworks, it's like what I've told my kids their whole life is that, look, the whole world is celebrating the eve of your mother's birth.
And now they just roll their eyes, don't they? They just go like,
yeah,
please.
They just are like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Move along, mom. I got things to do. Take your little birthday celebration thing and move along. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, gosh.
So pretty excited. This is actually more than excited. This is huge. The Fiber Talk audience almost tripled in June.
Is that right?
Almost tripled. I mean, and I'm not making this up. I mean, it was my website provider. I have more contact with him in June than I have in the past 6 months because we kept running out of bandwidth. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have so much bandwidth for download material in a month. And I mean, that's what I pay for, is X amount of bandwidth per month. And then if I go over and he doesn't catch it, the website gets shut down. Well, he kept having to jack it up because almost tripled when we finally got to the last day of June. So welcome to all the new people. Hope you're still with us.
Yeah, don't leave.
Yeah. Now that you're here, please stay around. Yeah. But that was pretty exciting, you know, because that's been doing this now for, 2.5 years. And, to have that happen in 1 month is fantastic. So thanks to everybody for listening, subscribing, joining, whatever it is you do, listening on. Still the best way. Best way is to listen on your podcast app. Just subscribe to it. Comes right to your phone or your tablet or whatever automatically, and you can listen. And that's the best way. So, yeah, so that's fantastic. Thanks to everyone.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
Yep. That means we're actually somewhat entertaining.
I know. I know.
Now I feel pressure. Nah.
Nah.
Yeah. Yep. And then next big thing, Fiber Talk needle minders are available.
Yeah.
So when this goes, this show is posted, which is when you'll hear it. So I guess there's no, that was stupid. So anyway, yes, Fiber Talk needle minders are available, $15, and that includes postage. And then if you buy two or more, they're $12.50 each. So we include the postage. And you can go to wetalkfiber.com/shop. And it's right there. Now, the page is not real pretty because it took me an entire day to get the shop set up. And so I haven't had time to go back and pretty it up, but I'll do that. But it's functional. You can actually buy them. And yay.
They're nice. They're nice needle minders. They're strong, so all of your needles stick right to them. They're large. When you said they were, how big are they? Like 2 inches or something?
Yeah, 2 inches, yeah.
When you said that, I thought, that is one honking needle minder. I'm not going to lie. But I will say, the magnets that Gary has on there, so they're large and round on the back, you can load up like, I think I had like 10 threaded needles on there the other day, and it's so nice because you can just like bingo, bango, you know, like start stitching, get done with that one, grab your other one, and they're right there. They're nice needle minders, Gary. I really love the magnets that you have on them.
Well, thanks. Glad to hear that. No, that's what I wanted. I wanted some size. So, yeah, so you could put a bunch of needles on there, and they're right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's nice. They're nice. Yeah. It's a nice needle minder.
And tried to get a magnet that wouldn't pinch your finger right off if you used it too.
Yeah, and but they're strong. They're strong enough to where, you know, you have. I have some needle minders where I put them on and it's like, these aren't so great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yours is very nice.
I've got a nice collection of magnets of all sizes and shapes. Had to test. Yep. Seemed ridiculous. Yeah. You think the person who's fulfilling the orders, you know, what is this person doing? But they don't care. They're just, you know, just shove it in and send it out. But, yeah. So $15 includes postage, $12.50, if you buy two or more, and you can order right on the, site, wetalkfiber.com/shop, and we'll get them out to you. We're all set to go. I have stacks and stacks of magnets. Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah, pretty excited about that. Been wanting to do this a long time. Finally got there. Yep.
Good.
So that's that. And we're just ticking them off here. Sampler Sunday. Oh, that was a hit.
Boy, it was. I'm still getting the emails from Sampler Sunday. I got one today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks to everybody for the feedback. Yeah, we heard from all corners of the earth here. We had fun doing that. And yes, we're going to do another one. Yep.
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 I didn't even leave. I put my stack, and believe me, it was a stack. I just picked it up and put it in. I have one of those ottomans that are like the lid comes up and you can put stuff in it. I just picked up my sampler stack and shoved it in my ottoman so that the next time that we have it, I can just open up my ottoman and get out my stack. So.
Look at you, all organized and everything.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You got it.
Yeah, mine's in a stack on the table. Yep, ready to go. So, sometime in late July, we'll do another one.
Yep.
That was fun. Yeah.
It was fun. And I think that it resonated with a lot of people. And you know, if you listen to that show, you realize that we didn't do all new samplers. We did a lot of older samplers, and that resonated, I think, with a lot of people, especially people that have been stitching reproduction samplers for years. And so I think that was part of the draw of it, that it wasn't just all new stuff, that we had interspersed older stuff too. And your style of sampler stitching is much different than mine, and that's good. It showed a lot of diversity, I think.
Yeah. You just had a new word there, stitchler.
Stitchler, I know.
That's pretty good. That's sampler and stitcher in the same thing. That's pretty good.
What did I say? I don't remember.
Stitchler. It was a stitchler. So
stitchler.
Yeah, so that would be a sampler stitchler. Stitcherler. I'm writing that down. I'm putting that in the log here. That's good. That's good. See, and people say you're not creative. See, they say, oh, no, she's not creative. But see, right there, you just cut, you know, new cutting edge word right there. Stitchler. Yeah. That's good. That's a new tag name. I'm putting that in. Yep.
I wrote it down, too, so the next time I post, I can put that I'm a stitchler.
Yeah, you're a stitchler. Yeah. Yep. That's a t-shirt. That's a t-shirt too, isn't it? I'm a stitchler. So. A what?
Does
it hurt? Yeah. Okay. There we have it. So yeah. And the fun thing is that got my wheels spinning. So I have my stack, but then it got my wheels spinning for ones I don't own.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and then I started making a mental list of samplers I don't own that I want to own because, yeah. So that triggered a whole thing.
Yeah.
And then the ones you were begging for, well, you got all of them, didn't you? Just about?
I got...
Emphasis on begging. That was pathetic. It was really sad. I was having a moment on your behalf as you begged for every chart known to man. Yes.
I got the Louisa Cooley Moore.
Yes.
And I got my fabric and the threads yesterday in the mail. So Also, I bought those too. So I got that one. And Ann Rayner is at the attic, right? You said it was
on its way to you, is what I'm told. I'll check on that, but on its way from Gene Lee at the attic. Yep.
Woohoo. Yep. That's an awesome one. And then, do you know that my good friend has, you're going to just, this is like, and I'm not talking about you, my good friend. I'm talking about Christy Goldsmith, one of the, my good friend that I went to the ladies retreat, my Mom's Gone Wild weekend.
Oh, that drunken fest. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. She actually,
bunch of lumps sitting in a hotel room stitching. Yeah, that one.
And it's really not an organized, there's been many people say, can you connect me with the people that are the Moms Gone Wild?
It's three lumps in a hotel room, folks. It's not a big deal.
It's just me and my friend. But anyways,
they had to bring in an extra chair to the hotel room to me.
Shoot. But anyway, she contacted me. She listened to the podcast, I guess, this weekend, and she goes, Vonna, I have the Oofendale sisters. And I go, are you kidding me? And she goes, no. And she said, whenever you want it, just let me know and I'll mail it to you. Because I, you know, we trade back and forth stuff. And I said, okay. So pressure's off, Gary. I've got,
wow.
I've got a connection.
So that was everyone you begged for.
Yep. It was.
Holy smokes. Now, there you go. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. A special thanks to, I don't know what her last name is, an F word, but she's to Epcot, at to Epcot on Instagram, Mary. She sent me Louisa Cooley Moore. So, thank you, Mary.
Yeah, that was, because that doesn't exist. I checked a couple places for you. Not happening.
Yeah, wasn't going to happen, but it happened for Mona.
Oh man, all of them.
All of them did.
And you went and kitted them all up, but the Oofendalls, right?
Yeah, I didn't kit the Oofendalls.
You crack me up. You crack me up.
So I kitted everything else.
Just send her the chart. She'll kit it up within 24 hours, guaranteed.
Well, what's so funny is, and this is serious, I'm being serious here.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so like, I know, hold on, Vonna's being serious. You know, I am like redoing my whole stitching nook because I have like lots and lots and lots, well, not lots and lots, but several patterns, you know, like all kitted up with like Christmas patterns, you know, ornaments and, you know, stuff like that, seasonal things. And I have, I can't believe I'm saying this. I have zero desire to stitch those. And so I'm going to, I know. That's never happened in my life. And I am unkitting the things that I have not started stitching. And I'm going to put them up and I'm just moving all samplers up here to my stitch room.
Ooh, this is major.
I know it is major. And people think that I haven't stitched samplers before. I have. I have like four or five reproduction samplers that I stitched done and hanging on my wall. So it's not like, you know, this is all a new thing to me. That's not true. I have stitched them before. It's just that I've never, it's been like I did one a year for like 5 years in a row. And then that was it. It was like, okay, well, did that, done, you know, I'm done for this year. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And now I'm going to be honest with you. I stitch every night on Sarah, every night. I don't even want to take her off of my floor stand.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what it's just like, I don't know if it's because I want to beat you.
Yeah, okay. That's probably it, yeah.
I don't know if that's what it is, or I mean, she's beautiful. Every time I get done with something and I stand or I sit back, because really I can't stand back because it's like I'm in a roller coaster seat whenever I got myself strapped in with her. But when I put my head up and actually look at the whole length width of her that I'm doing, it's like, wow, that is just beautiful, isn't it? It's just like, it's just, I don't know. I've just fallen a little bit more and more in love with her every day.
Yeah, it has a, I don't know what the characteristic of it is, but I have to say, I I've been working at it too.
Mm-hmm. Almost yeah, every I know night. You are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keep stitching, Vonna. You'll get there. but I said, I did the same thing the other night because Marga says, how you doing on that? I says, well, you know, it's big, but I'm moving along. And then I stood up and I took it over to show her where it was at. And when you mm-hmm. take it away from the stand and away from the magnifying glass and everything and just hold it up, man, there's just something about it. It's just really beautiful.
And you just don't realize it when you're looking at the pictures.
No. No.
Yeah, no. And, you know, last year when you kind of got me fired up to, you know, buy the pattern and all that, because it was about this time last year that I bought her, because I think it was for my birthday. Anyways.
That's on July 5th, right?
That's right.
Yeah. It's a three-day festival. Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. right. At least a three-day festival.
Acknowledging the 3 days of labor. Yes.
But anyways, when I ordered her and I thought, okay. And then, you know, she didn't come because, you know, there was like a gridlock on everything across the right. world for Sarah Brizier. And when I got her, I got the pattern and then I got the fabric. And as I looked at the pattern, the pattern is gorgeous. And Nicola does beautiful, beautiful patterns and the information about it and stuff. But the pictures is like, you know, why did I get this? You know, I think I just got this because Gary, like, you know, put a spur in my saddle and I'm not really, like really. And you know what I mean? I really wasn't like, she didn't like, once I got her, it was like, okay, whatever. And then, but when I stitch it, it's like, what? It just does not, it's, I don't know. It's just that whole thing about the picture does not do
right.
the real thing justice.
Well, and that's, you know, and Nicola does, I mean, as far as these things go, Nicola does a superb job of getting the photography for the cover and in the centerpiece where you get to see the whole thing large. I mean, she does a superb job, but it just never translates to silk on linen and what that looks like and the colors that she ends up with on that thing. And I think, I mean, the design of the thing, that border is, to me, you think after a while it just get old and monotonous, but it really doesn't. It's just mm-hmm. such a beautiful, bold border with the double satin stitch bands and those flowers on the vines. And then when you stitch that thing, there's just something different every time.
Yeah.
And yeah, I said that during Sampler Sunday there, that one, of all the, Hands Across the Sea ones that I own, that one just stands out. It just won't go away for me as just really a special piece. So
it is a special piece. And old Sarah, you know, I'll get going because I think, okay, here I'm. Okay. So I'm doing the double or not the double border, but the flower band in between the double borders. And Gary, I want you to know I'm almost to the corner on that. Ooh. But anyways,
ooh,
I know. Mm-hmm.
This is exciting for
I know.
You.
It is exciting. But anyway, so I got, so she, you know, Sarah, she missed stitches every now and then. Went up one, went down one, you know, and you have to pay attention. I can't tell you how many times I have frogged on that border because it's like, well, I think, oh, I've got the, you know, the pattern memorized in my head and whoops.
Every
no,
time.
I don't.
Every yeah. time you think you can just go.
Yeah.
She's one short on a length. Yep.
Yep. And so now it's like I count. I can easily say that this is this sampler or this pattern, I have counted more on this pattern than I have counted on, I think, on any other piece I've done because I count and I count and I count. But anyways, yeah, Sarah, she's beautiful.
Yep. Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, I'm moving along. I'll have new pictures coming up.
Mm-hmm. I'm not posting again until I have the first line done. Or what are we calling that? Our mental bands. When I have our first mental band done, that's when I'm posting. So
oh,
that
you're
might
not,
be
you're not all the way across in oh.
Mm-mm. Mm. Not yet.
Mm. I'm at the two butterflies on my way back.
I know. Yeah. I saw.
Yeah, I'm looking at probably by Sunday, maybe having to scroll a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I think maybe.
Wow.
I think maybe. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, getting a little snug down at the bottom. Yeah, yeah. Gonna have to do some scrolling up. But I'll do some pictures before I do that so that everybody can see where I'm at.
Yeah.
Just to help you out. Just to help you out. Because I'm here for you.
I know you are.
So, and for those who are in the Stitch Along, you're not in the Stitch Along, are you?
Nope.
Oh, you got to get your name in there.
Why? Because it's over with.
No.
I'm not going to have it done by September 1st.
I'm not?
No, I'm not.
No, and I know you. I don't have a prayer.
You're not either.
I don't have a prayer.
Are you trying to blow smoke up?
No, I don't have a prayer getting that done by September 1. No. Nope. I'd like to think, but every time I do that, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So September 1, if you're in that Stitch Along, the September deadline is approaching to get, because if you finish it by September 1, then Nicholas sends you the chart for, I'm not remembering the name of the sampler, but then you also go in the drawing to get the original sampler. It's not Sarah Brazier, it's another one. So you get in, well, I can't remember the name. It doesn't matter. So if you're, and there's been, what, three people finish here in the last 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, I've seen that. I actually took pictures of the ones that I saw finished. Well, Nicola's friend finished, and they did a whole video on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Silk and Needles finished today.
Yep.
On Instagram, Silk and Needles. What's her name? I think her name is Stephanie. Stephanie? Yep, Stephanie.
There you go. Yep. And now I can't remember her name, the lady who was at the class at Sassy Jack's, who had hers all done but the satin stitch. She finished hers.
Oh,
Kim?
Yeah.
See, I need to write these down. Anyway, she finished hers, and I got to see hers like firsthand, and oh, that was beautiful. Why do I do that?
Why do you forget stuff?
Yeah, why is that?
You're old.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I like to think it's because I have too many things on my mind.
I would say that's probably what it is.
Yeah, and I just can't keep up. There's just too many.
Yeah.
I think I'm going with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I would too. That and a very important person.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of people talking to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going with that. Yep.
Yeah, I would too. Mm-hmm. I would.
It sells a little better. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, see, I'm desperately here. Sarah Brazier. See, I'm going to get her name in. Oh, see, Ida Cole, now she just posted. She's about where I'm at. Well, maybe a little bit behind, but. Judy Tober Hall finished hers, posted that.
Is that Hall and Giff? No.
No, this is someone else.
Yeah, she finished like last, but we already talked about her one episode.
Yeah. And then Kate Hewitt just finished. Well, that was May 29. See, and now this isn't here. This is annoying to me. Well, I'm wasting time. Trying to come up with the name of the... Oh, Kay Klein. Kay Klein, here it is right here. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So saw Kay's at Sassy Jack's, and she finished. And it was beautiful in person.
And she used silks, correct?
Yep. Believe she did, yep. She's a good stitcher. Nice work. Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting ready to scroll here. I'm looking at Kay Klein's thing here. And yeah, I started a couple of those things, but I could only do the top because I was going to have to scroll up.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, because the next scroll then, I'm going to be in that band of stuff just above that arch.
Really?
Holy smokes, Vanna. I could be stitching the words here pretty soon.
Well, now I've got to look at it.
This is pretty exciting.
You're at the tube but kissing butterflies on
yeah.
the right-hand side,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep. And I've already started, like, those flower pots on the right and left there. I've already done the top part of those, so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well.
Yep.
Kiss my grits, Gary. Kiss my grits.
Oh, you'll catch me, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep. So, yeah, Kay Klein. Yeah, that was nice. I remember meeting her. Yeah. It was fun. So, yeah, if you're doing it in the stitch along and you want to be in that drawing, that September deadline, it's screaming at you. Yep. July, August, 60 days. Can I do it in 60 days?
Ooh. No.
Oh, man, if I did that.
You are not going to do that.
Well, if I pull that off, oh, no, I think the challenge is there. I think it's there.
Okay, it might be there, but it ain't going to be getting it done. It ain't going to be getting it done.
Okay, all right. Never mind. Never mind.
Oh, shoot.
So, I'm yeah, so that's fun. Yeah, that's fun. Okay, we got to, now see, we're going to diddle away all the time here. So we're
okay,
talking
no
about,
diddling.
We're talking about the fair. So
yeah.
you and Ellie, like, took all the ribbons at the fair. I mean, there got to be a lot of irritated people in your county right now because you took all the ribbons.
I didn't get the grand champion, but yeah. I got the reserve grand champion. Which,
yeah.
I mean, why, I'm kind of just, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of disappointed about that. I kind of felt bad about myself when I got the reserve grand champion and not the grand champion. The grand champion was of needle arts was a, it looked like it was a quilt, but it, I don't know if it was like a stamped, it was so far away from the stage that I could, you know, they don't let people get up to the champions. You just can see them, but you can't like get close to them. And I don't know if it was a stamped cross stitch because it looked like it was a, you know, like white ground cloth, like a cotton, you know, like our bed. It looked like a bed sheet almost, and it had been quilted, and it was it was pretty.
Wait, back up the truck. So this was needlework that was quilted.
Yeah, it was somebody had cross stitched this huge design and then put it on it was finished as a quilt.
Oh. Hmm.
And it was like a country looking heart, but I don't know if it was stamped cross. It wasn't, I don't think it was counted because how I didn't appear to be like those big Afghans, you know, that you can, you know, put counted work on. I don't know. I couldn't see it well enough or close enough. And it was beautiful. And that's what got grand champion. And then I was the reserve grand champion for my spring delivery by With Thy Needle and Thread.
Yeah.
So.
Hmm. Well, it's different. So it's not like you lost out to someone who just did a straight needlework thing.
No, it was, no, I didn't. It was a huge.
I'm trying
body
to find a
work.
Silver lining here for you, Ivana.
It was a huge,
even
body
though I know
work.
You're spitting nails because you weren't the grand.
But I was the reserve, and I mean, that's something that's, I should be proud of that, right? I mean, I should be proud of that. And there's many people that would want, I am. It's just that, you know, it's me. I just am like, want to be the best at everything, I guess. I mean, let's just be honest. That's what it is. I just want to beat everybody.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get hate mail, but I just, you know.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
You're in it to
I
win
mean,
it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not really the ribbons or the note. I mean, nobody knows who I am in this town or even in this state, and they don't know who I am or what I do. They don't care. Nobody cares. And it's not really for the notoriety or anything like that. It's just for me. It's like it's a personal thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just want to be the best. And
yep.
So I'm not. I'm not the best, Gary. Newsflash, not the best. And so that just makes me want to work harder. That really does. It makes me just want to work harder. I will say, we're going to talk about this anything. Why should somebody participate in a judge contest or whatever? And I'm going to tell you right now, it hurts when you when you first start doing it. It hurts because you think, how dare somebody say what, you know? But I will say this, having my pieces judged over a 12-year period has been the best thing for my stitching ever, period. And it's not even that I think that it has to be perfect or, you know, it takes the fun out of it or anything like that. It's just a way to improve your techniques and how you think about things and the look of your pieces when they're done. You can definitely tell on my walls, because I've been stitching for, let's see, I'm 49. I've been stitching for 35 years. And of the pieces on my wall, you can definitely tell the difference between things that I did 15 years ago as compared to things I do today. I mean, you really can tell the difference. My stitches are lay nicer. They look like they're floating off the linen rather than jabbed on there. You know what I mean? You can just tell.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, it's growth in the needlework, in your abilities and stuff. And that's why when you said, you know, this is a whole different topic, really. But that's why when you told, you know, you said offhanded and really didn't mean anything other than you just said, why would you want to learn anything? When I said, I'm happy with cross stitch. Why? Well, yeah. Why would you want to learn anything? And, you know, that's why I am really going to try to embrace this rabbit hole we've gone down with this queen sampler. I really am going to try to embrace that and learn. Because I'm looking at it as the way you look at it when your pieces are, you know, when your pieces are judged. You know, when I first went to the fair the first time, I thought, oh, you know, I'm really going to get some great ribbons here. And I really didn't. And I was shocked at the things that were said. And every year I would think about that and I would read and read and read and read and read, you know, things of how to improve myself. And finally it all came together. I mean, it's, but am I perfect? Am I, you know, the best? No, I'm not. And I never will be, because I think everybody has to learn every day of their life. You learn something new, right? That's the way I look at it. So anyways, yeah. Should you do something, Judge? Yeah, I would. And another thing is that there was hardly no, well, I shouldn't say hardly no. There were a lot of entries at our fair. However, there were more in other past years. And I truly believe that when you enter anything in a fair, whether it's pickles or cross stitch, that you're inspiring someone somewhere, and you'll never know about it, but you're inspiring someone somewhere to look into that craft or that whatever. So do it, because needlework, we don't want needlework to die out. We don't want fairs to say, there's nobody that puts in needlework. We're not going to have that category anymore. And that's happened in places. So that's why I continue to do it. I was not going to enter this year. And then I thought, how can I not enter? I need to enter. So I did enter and I did very well. I didn't do as good as, you know, what I would have liked to have done, but I did very well. But Ellie, she did fabulous. She got grand champion and reserve grand champion for fine arts.
That kid of yours is out of control. She's just,
she's awesome.
All that work pays off. Yeah.
Oh, and I mean, for anybody that thinks that, you know, it is a God-given talent, but it's not one that she just like takes for granted. She draws for hours every day. Just like I stitch every day, she draws every day. Every day she draws. And she is just amazing to me. She just grows by leaps and bounds in her abilities. And she deserved, if you look at the work that was submitted, and then you see her work that was submitted. She deserved to get both the grand champion and the reserve grand champion. There was one other piece that was there that I felt should have get or did give her a run for her money, but it she didn't get it. You know what I mean? The girl didn't get it, and that girl was mad because we happened to be there when she came in with her mom, and she was like, "Are you kidding?" You know, yeah. And we just kept our mouth shut. Like, we don't know who that person is that got the grand and the reserve grand. But she was angry. And her mother said, "What are you angry about? You got the champion, you know, for that class. You got the champion." And she goes, "I wanted to go to state." And I understand that. You know, I understand when they want to go to state, you know, because Ellie wanted to go to state for, you know, 5 years before she got to state last year. So anyways, hard work pays off, and she's got it. So she has both of those pieces going to work. But it wasn't the ocelot, it was the little guy with the umbrella and her skull, the one with the skull. And the reason I guess that got one, because I thought, why would the skull win? But apparently the reason why is that at anatomy pictures are very hard to replicate. Anatomy is very hard, and facial anatomy is very hard to draw, I guess. And hers was very well done, I guess. So, yeah.
Yeah. So when you don't set out each year to say, this is going to the fair.
No.
You just stitch stuff. And then when it's fair time, then you say, all right, what do I have?
Yeah. That's kind of how I am. But this year, I will say, I always kind of do a little strategic planning. I'm not going to lie. I always kind of think, you know, well, this could, I always try to stitch to do the best work that I can do so that in case I do go to the fair, I always take stuff to the fair, but I try to stitch, you know, good, well, perfect, every thing I stitch. But I will say this year, I was really thinking about, what would I want to do this year to take next year? And I think that I would like Sarah Brazier to go. And I think that she would blow people's socks off in this county, because there's not reproductions done in this, you know, it's not, yeah, you know. So I think I would like to have Sarah Brazier go. And then it seems like every year that like needlework accessory sets really get high marks and high regard and ribbons by the judges. And so I am not into needlework accessory sets. I'm sorry, I'm not. I know that there's lots and lots of people that are, but I don't have time for that. They sit around, you know what I mean? And then I would never use them. And if you're going to put that much time into it, I feel like you should use them. You know what I mean? But I think that next year I perhaps might try to stitch with Thy Needle and Threads summer schoolhouse lessons. Have you seen that one?
No, that's that box. That one.
Okay. It's that box that I finished for another, client that had all those little pillows. It was primitive kind of.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stitched over one. All of those are stitched over one. And so I thought, I might try. I have those patterns by, you know, here. And
yeah, I'm surprised by that. Yeah.
I thought I might try to focus on just entering two next year and doing the ABC summer schoolhouse set. And hopefully, possibly, maybe, if stars are aligned, to make sure that Sarah's done and framed by next July so that I could take her. But see, gosh, I even say that, and that makes me nervous because that's big. Sarah's big.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do that. So I don't know if I need to try to focus on a Bristol sampler and like Louisa Cooleymore. Or, I don't know. I can't make plans like that.
Well, see, but that was, you know, that's why I asked, because see, my approach would be, and see, this is where I think I would get in trouble. My approach would be, all right, I'm going to stitch this one to go to the fair. And
right.
So I would set out seeking absolute perfection with every movement,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I would get about halfway done by the deadline and be sick of it and frustrated because mm-hmm. in the desire to have everything perfect, I would have completely just destroyed the fun.
And right. And that's what a lot of people say. Why would you want to be like that? That just, you know, that doesn't make it fun. That makes it more like work. And that's what I'm saying. I don't set out to be perfect. I set out to do my best work. And that's why it's improved me as a stitcher. You know what I mean? They're going to find something wrong. If they can tell Linda Vinson on the Queen sampler that she chose the wrong shade of white, they're going to find something. And you know what? I have noticed too, you know, I've done it for, this was my 12th or 13th fair that I entered into, or I don't know. Yeah. 12th or 13th. Cause I started entering when we moved to this house and we've lived here 13 years. So this was my 12th year. And, I have learned, you know, they get different. I don't know who the judges are. I never know who they are. I don't care who they are. And, but they will, each judge, I'm telling you, there's personal, likes come into play when they're judging. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, I mean, that's the way it is with any kind of art. The personal bias of the judges is going to have an impact. There's no doubt.
Yeah. There's just personal, you know, how you view things. That's going to affect how you judge something. And so, you know, it's like a crapshoot every time you turn something in. Really, honestly, it is. You can do really great work and, you know, turn something in and it's like, but I will say, speaking to, you know, what I turned in Jesus and he got a blue ribbon, very respectable showing, but it does kind of prove that I was correct in my assumption that Ada would not get me an honor ribbon, and it didn't. And I knew it wouldn't.
Oh, and you thought that would be a difference maker.
I thought that I felt like Jesus deserved a higher ribbon than what Jesus got. I'll be anxious to read the comments. Let's just say that.
Oh.
So, because I went over him before I framed him. I went over him front and back, and I checked every leg of every cross stitch. I never had thread, like dark thread running under white thread or any of that. I checked every stitch underneath my magnifying glass. I clipped every stray thread I didn't really have any stray threads because that's one that I got dinged on over and over and over through the years. Yeah. And so I'm like really anal about clipping my threads. And I didn't have any stray threads. I framed him myself, so he was perfectly square in the frame. He was perfectly centered in the frame because I had him framed. I had him on the foam core, and I measured him, and he was wrong. He was off a little bit, and so I undid him, and I did him again. That's why it took me all day. And, I mean, it literally took me like 12 hours to frame him. I was like meticulous in every aspect of it. And I did that on purpose because I wanted to prove to myself that he was perfect so that he didn't get any points detracted on his presentation and techniques or technicalities of the stitching and stuff. And I'm pretty confident that that was the case. And the only reason that he got a blue and no honor was because he's on Ada.
Hmm. So that's too bad.
I think I really honestly think that's the truth. Now I know that people will fight me on that, and that's fine. I mean, everybody has their own opinion, but I think it's kind of funny that a large portion of the entries were on Ada and all of them got blues.
Really?
Yep. Or reds.
So there was consistency there in that one aspect.
There was no Ada that was submitted got anything higher than a blue.
Hmm.
Now, I will say that there were some on the Ada that did not deserve a blue. I'm sorry to say that, but I mean, let's be honest. And there were some of them that you, the tension where you saw, you know, the tension was too tight. You saw the visible hole from where they pulled their thread. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's right there, points detracted right there. But you could not see the holes on my stitching because I'm so anal about it, you know, because I got kings year after year after year after year on my tension. And Jesus looked like he was floating off that Ada. And that's the way, in my opinion, that's the way it should look. You know what I mean? Your stitches should be floating, not like loose. I'm not talking loosey goosey. I'm talking like they spring from the linen, like they're painted on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way mine look. That's the way he looks. Hmm. So I don't know. I'll be anxious to see. I'll be anxious to see what he says. I'm by no means an EGA or certified judge or a master stitcher or anything like that. I'm just an amateur that likes to stitch and has had a lot of things judged. That's yeah. it. That's all. That's
well,
my
and,
only qualification.
But that's, you know, that's kind of it right there. And the many times we've talked about it, I've always felt like in general over the years, you felt like the judges and their knowledge was at least enough to be a judge. Like you didn't feel like they had somebody who'd never stitched before judging.
Yeah. No. I think the people that they get are EGA people.
Okay.
I don't know that because I don't know any of them. I don't know their names. I don't know who they are. You know, that's all close. I don't go there and stand outside the open class place. And like,
she's stalking judges.
See who's coming in and out. I don't know them. I don't know their names, but I am pretty sure that most of them are all of them are EGA. Have been EGA members. So,
yeah,
you know,
well, but that's, you know, that's, that speaks well of the competition organizers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. But I think that there is, you know, in the rule books, it says, you know, just that it's presented, you know, not clean and neat and precise or anything. It doesn't say like, you know, Ada people, you don't eat, Adas are not getting anything higher than a blue ribbon, you know, and our linen will only be, you know, considered honor and above, you know, it's not anything like that. And I'm not saying that they went through, oh, this is linen, put that in the honor thing. This is Ada, put that down on that pile. Yeah, I'm not saying they did that. I think it was truly judged. Each piece was judged truly of how it should be judged. But I'm saying that Ada is seen as not as desirable as linen. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Yeah.
On the, you know, yeah. On a competition level, that's too bad because it shouldn't matter, but you can see how if they are experienced, knowledgeable judges and needleworkers, you can see how they would tend toward
linen. Yeah. And I mean, I understand that. I think it's unfortunate because I think that there's some that turns off people in
right.
the craft who only can see on Ada or fill in the blank, will only like Ada or whatever. And I think that's unfortunate. That gives a snootiness quality to the whole thing. And I think that's unfortunate. I don't care what people stitch on. That Jesus was beautiful. I have seen other things that are stitched on Ada that is absolutely gorgeous. Nicola Parkman herself said that she used to stitch on Ada, showed her as they send. That thing was beautiful. So, I mean, it's just, I think it's also a thing as they consider it a, it's a harder difficulty. Level of difficulty difference on Ada versus linen. I think that's probably taken into consideration. So, you know, whatever. And I don't want to like be a big debate about it. It's just, but I think that's
yeah.
what happened. So.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to hear the comments. Yeah.
Yeah. I will be interested in hearing it too. All of my other entries were on 40 count linen, or above, I think. I think all of them were on 40 count. So, and there were some that, you know, so it wasn't, didn't really matter what count linen you was, because there was other pieces that were not on 40 count linen that score, that had higher ribbons than mine had.
Oh.
So.
Hmm. Yeah. So, well, it regardless, a successful fair. And see, that's, it just, it's another example of, I mean, you've talked about this many times, the benefit of being judged and having the right approach mm-hmm. to being judged in terms mm-hmm. of looking at it. How can I not, how could they say that about my piece? But, all right, how can I take that and use that to make my stitching better?
Right. And I'll be honest with you. I got angry the first couple of years I entered. I was angry about how, what was said and stuff like that in the comments. I saved them all and would like go over them and read them again and then get myself all worked in the lather again. You know, and it's just, I finally learned, listen, and this is just a personal flaw. That's, I'm not saying nothing against any of the judges' comments or anything. This is my own personal flaw, is that I would get angry. And then finally I came to a realization that, hey, listen, you know, jump off your high horse a minute and think about what they're saying. This can help you. And that's when I came to that light bulb moment. Then it was like, oh yeah, okay, I'm going to learn. I'm going to show them. I mean, that's kind of, I'll be honest with you. It was kind of like, well, I'm going to show you. I'm going to be the best stitcher, you know, in Monroe County, you know? And that's kind of how I took it. That's what made me have the light bulb moment. But as then, even after I had the light bulb moment, every year that I'd get judged and it would get a little bit better and a little bit better. And then finally I was like, you know what? This has made me a better stitcher. And that's really what you have to look at. It makes you a better stitcher. And don't we want our work to be the best it can be? I do, you know, and I think you do too, because you're meticulous in your stitching.
I try. And, yeah.
I mean, you are. I mean, meticulous. And I've even looked at places. I mean, it can be kind of bad, and, you know, negative in a way, because even as I look over Sarah Brazier and I think, wow, how beautiful you are, I can hone in on something. I think, oh, gosh, that doesn't look good. Maybe I need to take that bird out. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it can be negative in a place that you can't, like, move on from, you know, like, hey, chill and get your stuff done.
Right.
But it really has helped me as a stitcher. It honestly has. And I've learned to kind of, I think, slow down a little bit and think more about what I'm doing. Is my thread getting fuzzy? If so, I know it's a real pain in the neck to have to stop and click and end off and start again. But if your thread's fuzzy, your lines aren't as crisp and you're clean. Your stitches aren't as crisp and clean with fuzzy thread as they are with fresh thread. So just stop and restart. And, you know, I've learned on stitching with shorter lengths in the end is better for me and how I stitch. And so, I don't know, there's just been lots of things that I've learned about myself, and I count that as all good. You know, it's all good. It's all a brick in my path of, you know, stitching nirvana.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's great. I've never done it. But it's great. I mean, listening to you and what you can learn, I often think I should do it just to have that feedback.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I was reading today, you know, 'cause we were talking about, you and I were talking about how we're going to approach this queen sampler. And so in my research on how we're going to approach it, I found this EGA book that was published to the needlework or to the net. And it said on there, that one of the tips that this person that wrote the book gave, that is, if you have a chance to challenge yourself, or if you have a chance to take a class from a, you know, a respected teacher, a professional, that you need to do that. And you need to always challenge yourself, and you need to, you know, take advantage of classes and all of that. And I thought, you know, that's right, because that's what I did. I entered a fair and I continued to enter them, and that made me grow as a stitcher. And now through you. And I mean, I really do. I'm not sucking up to you because, you know, I'm going to beat you anyways. But I will say that you have pushed me in needlework more than anybody else has. And you've done it, you know, as a friend and as, you know, being funny and stuff. But you really have done it. You've really made me take a look at myself. And, you know, I thank you for that, because that means that what doors have I not opened because I just kept myself in one corner of the box? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I thank you for that. Even though I'm going to have, I feel like I'm going to have an apoplectic whatever seizure or a cardiac arrest when I read the Queen sampler last night. I thought, I don't even know what these people are. Is this Dutch? Do I need to get a translation of this? Because I do not understand anything that this person is saying. You know, I'm going to do it because it's going to help me grow as a needleworker. And then who knows what's going to happen next?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's just it. Plus, if nothing else, hey, I took a run at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That, and we have, now we have our materials. So Vaughn and I are getting ready to get started on the Queen sampler. So if you, several people, some have even started, some are going to join us, whatever. It's not a stitch along. We're just going to do it. And we're going to take our time, and it's not a race. We're not trying to get done in a hurry or anything. We're just going to work at this, because this thing's a huge challenge. And, I mean, it's, I sat down today and thoroughly read everything for the first time.
Yeah.
Rather than just looking at pictures and skimming.
Right.
I came away with it. That's not so bad. That's not so bad. I mean, there's some spots in there where, like, those three queens, you know, to get their dresses just right, that's going to take some doing.
Yeah.
And some of the other stitches. But in general, not too bad. I'm curious about the white work section. I'm anxious to get to that and experience that, because there's some good challenges in there. But, and it's not an overwhelming size.
You know, no.
It's not huge. And so it's, but just reading through, this is okay. This is not too bad.
Well, I'm glad you feel like that, because you're going to have to help me, because, you know, I'm a novice and a green or redneck or whatever, because when I can't even pronounce the name of the threads, you know, Keith goes, what are these? And I go, they're soy de alger. And he goes, what's that? And I go, it's not soy de alger. That's what I want to say. And I go, and he goes, that sounds, because I go, he goes, what are they? And I go, it's soy de alger. The alger. And I go, no, it's soie d'alger, I think.
Right,
how
there we
say
go.
It.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
And so when you're dealing with somebody that can't even pronounce the threads, well, that's a problem. Oh, shoot. But I've got everything ready, Gary. Everything's ready. And I did sit down and read everything. And then I thought, well, I'm going to have to sit down and read it again next time with a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Oh, that'll be nice. That'll be nice. Good. That's good for the image. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Half soused reading about a sampler. Excellent.
Oh, shoot. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I did not come away from the first thorough reading thinking, oh, this is just insurmountable. Not at all.
I don't think it's insurmountable. I think that you're going to have to help me.
Oh, well, okay.
I mean, I think you're going to have to talk me, you know, down.
Off the ledge? Not down, but simply off the ledge. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're going to have to do, I mean, like I was thinking, well, where am I even going to start on this? How am I even going to start this? And then I thought, now that's stupid to be thinking that. I mean, it's like how you start any other thing, you know?
Well, that was, that was where I ended up was I'm just going to, when I read it, I thought, you know, I'm just going to start top left.
Yep.
Like I always do. I'm just going to start top left, and then there's some of those stitches, and when we get to the three queens, just going to leave that till later so that it can scroll up, put it on scroll bars. We talked about this separate from the show just because I'm not going to stitch in hand, and I know you're not going to.
No.
And I don't want a hoop because I don't want hoop marks all over this thing. And so just going to put it on a scroll frame, start in the upper left, and just go. And if there's stuff that's really dimensional and sticks out, just going to wait and do that later.
And yeah. Now, the thing that I would like to ask you is, which I'm kind of confused on. So we're basically stitching it how Darlene charted it. But we, before we get to each row, we have to go look and see what Linda did to that row. Is that correct?
Right, right. That may or may not be different because she didn't do things differently to a lot of things. But yeah, the colors she might have used or a different approach, or there's one place where she chose a different stitch. And in that video I did with her in the white work, I got to go back and look at that because she took a different approach than Darlene.
Yes, yes. I made note of that too.
Yeah, so I got to go back and look at that and remember that. And remember what, because it seemed like what the way she described it in the video was, oh, yeah, I'm doing it that way.
Yeah. You know, like, and so like in the EGA booklet today, because we were talking last night about, are we going to roll it with cotton batting on it? If we're going to do the dimensional stitches and then roll it. And I said to Gary, I don't think that's going to work. That's going to make them flat. And he agreed with me. And today I read on this, that's what I was looking for, on this EGA book that I found. It said, don't do that. Save dimensional stitches till the end.
Okay.
Right. And they said that that they've heard this whole roll with cotton stuff and that it might work with like seed beads on a like cross stitch, but it does not work in dimensional stitches. And it makes the, when you roll it, it makes the tension uneven. So then it messes with the warp and the weft of the fabric. And then you have a mess at the end is what it was saying.
Okay. All right. So then I'm more comfortable then with this approach.
Yeah, and I took a screenshot of it to send it to you. But anyways, so do we like rough in the queens? Is there any cross stitch on the queens?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think they're all specialty stitches. So do we outline them?
Well, that was what I concluded. I thought I would do regardless, would be even if it's just basting stitching that I know is going to come out just to hold the place.
Uh-huh.
And make sure that I have the shape right and don't have something else around it a little bit off.
Right.
No, that's what I was thinking on most of these dimensional stitches. I was just going to grab any old thread. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not going to stitch that, at least outline it and have a placeholder for it as we went through. So, I think so.
Okay. But we're going to go ahead and do the satin stitches and stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. That's now, what I was
I mean, and that's the thing, you know, this is, I'm looking at this is a higher level learning experience for me too. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, every stitch and every band is a new adventure.
Right. A new learning experience. Yeah. Right. That's how I'm approaching it too.
Yeah. I'm not pretending I know any of this stuff.
I definitely don't know any of this stuff.
Some of it I've done, but not extensively. And so, no, I feel like everyone, we're just, and we have doodle cloth. Kim was kind enough to send us doodle cloth. So I'm pretty sure mine will be worn out by the time we're done. But I intend to, you know, and I learned that from Nicholas' class. I intend to make heavy use of the doodle cloth and practice just about everything till I'm confident that I have it down. Before I put it on the actual sampler, that's kind of my, if I have a strategy, that's item one is mm-hmm. I'm going to use that doodle cloth extensively so that when I do it on the sampler, I'm not guessing, I'm not tearing out because I didn't do it right. I know exactly what I'm going to do and how I'm going to go about it.
Yeah.
And I think that will serve this one better than most designs. In that approach because of the complexity.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope that this time next year I can look back on us, you know, on the burgeoning of our new virgin experience here.
Look at you with the words.
I hope but I can look back on this and have, like, if I could have a half of the queen sampler done by this time next year, I'd be ecstatic. If I had the whole thing done, I'd just have to hang up my needle and say, peace out, people. I'm done.
Yep.
But anyways, I would, if I could look back on this and think, look how stupid I was then. I wasn't going to do this. I wasn't going to do that. And look what I've done. I hope someday that I can look back and think, what a fabulous, that was. What a growing experience that was. And I'm certain it will be. But it's just that, it's everything is like new and I don't know anything. And, it's kind of scary a little bit to me.
Yeah. An adventure.
But it's just, it is an adventure. That's why I got to look at it. Right.
Yep. It's an adventure. So, okay. So we're going to start next week. Now, we're not going to spend entire Wednesday shows on this. We're going to do separate stuff. So next week, Vonna and I will record a podcast just on the initial steps that we're taking. So, I'm thinking even to the point where how we prepare our linen, how we get started, how we decide where to start on the linen, right back to the basics and just go all the way through it. But we'll do a podcast next week on getting started, and I hope to have some stitches in by then. And then, follow Vonna and follow Fiber Talk on Instagram, because we'll post there frequently as we move along. I don't know about you, but this is not going to be my exclusive. I'm not setting Sarah Brazier aside this, and I'm not setting aside Needlepoint to do this exclusively. So that's why I say it's going to take a while. But but we'll keep going on it. I intend to keep a steady progress with this thing.
Well, right, and because we got a lot of money wrapped up in it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? There is that.
There's a lot of money wrapped up in it, I'm not going to stop my forward momentum on Sarah because I still have to beat you. So, there's that all in this other stuff. We can make peace over the queen.
Okay.
We can make peace over the queen, but it's game on
okay.
Sarah Brazier.
Okay.
Okay. That's yep. There I go.
And just for people who are interested in this little journey with us, Kim has put together a kit. So the threads and linen are $150, and she's discounted that. And then the charts are $50 for the Darlene Osteen chart, $26 for the Linda Vinson stitch guide that you have to do this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And so the total kit is $226.
And that's not bad at all.
No. No, it's a very nice price.
Yes, it's a very nice price. And just in the headache and the where do you find it, that would be, here, Kim, here's my $226. Yeah. I don't want to have to go all over creation trying to find it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That to me is just like, thank you.
Yep. No, it's, to have somebody put that all together for you, that's a big time saver. So
it is,
So contact Kim at Sassy Jacks, and she will get a kit out to you. And then we're going to start, we'll have a special show next week that we'll just talk about how we're going about this and get started. And then we'll go from there and post on Instagram. And I really want to do some live video if we can at some point. But Let's get this started first and then go from there. And then highly recommend that you also buy The Autopsy of the Montenegrin Stitch by Amy Mitten.
Yeah.
Highly recommend that because now I have studied this Montenegrin stitch, and I have to say this is one time when I'm glad I've got the book sitting right in front of me. Especially when you have to turn corners and go at angles to get that, because that book, you can go through the book and you can see you better have something to help you along the way for that. So I highly recommend that. And then you have the, what
proper
is that?
Proper Stitch.
The Proper Stitch.
Proper Stitch. Yeah. By Darlene Osteen. And you can find hardback copies, and I think they have soft hard side copies, but they're like out of this world astronomically priced. So they are available also on DVD through Annie's catalog. And I got mine for $5.99. So
that's all?
Yep. They had them on sale. And I printed it out. So, I mean, I printed the whole thing out and I put it in a three ring. I put all the pages in sheet protectors and put it in a three ring binder. So yeah, there you go.
So that can be helpful to you. But I think essential, threads, linen, charts, and then I think the Montenegrin stitch, autopsy of the Montenegrin stitch, I think that's as essential as any of the threads for this.
Right. Yeah, I looked at that. I mean, I have that book, and I looked at it, and you said, what did you say? That it would be integral to for you having that because of the I looked at it, and I was like, I don't know. This is all Greek to me. I don't know. I'll worry about that when I get there.
Yeah, I think you, unless you're very experienced with that stitch, I think you can't do it without this book.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, a whole book. I mean, it's not just like 10 pages. It's like 50.
No, there's.
Book. Yeah. And it's like
106. Yeah. What is it? 110. Holy smokes. Yeah, there's 112 pages on how to do this stitch in every form, angle, shape and curve, and but it's you can just tell looking at it that to get the threads to go in the right direction you need this guide.
Yeah, it's a good book. That's a good book. The proper stitch is an excellent book too. I mean, honestly, it is like what, the Bible, the stitch Bible. And I've always kind of wanted it and I've never gotten it because of the price. And then when you talked me into doing this or asked me to do this, I was like, well, better be getting that for this.
Yep.
So I got it.
Well, I didn't realize it was that inexpensive. I may have to have that now.
Yeah, it's a DVD on Annie's. It was $5.99.
And Beth, that does not count as buying a book. A DVD does not count as buying a book, Beth. So get off my back. Beth is tracking whether I buy a book.
Oh, is that right?
Get off my back, Beth. I'm not buying a book. I'm buying a DVD. Yeah,
that's right. Let me check real quick to see if it's still on sale. I don't know if it is or not.
But geez, that's cheap for that. So while you're checking, then I'll remind everyone that the samplers that we talked about in Sampler Sunday now are 15% off still at Sassy Jack's. But just the ones that we talked about. And if you already own the chart and want to buy the linen and threads or the ground cloth and threads, you get 15% off of that too, even if you don't buy the chart. So contact Sassy Jacks to save some money if any of those samplers interest you and you want to get started. Or if you want one of them to be your first sampler, this is a good way to save some money. And then the flat rate shipping is $4 in the U.S. and $10 internationally. So you're not going to get hit with a big shipping thing. So remember that. And then also remember that in Lent next year, we're going to do the Modern Folk Embroideries Agnus Dei design as a stitch along, Vaughn and I. So we'll start Ash Wednesday. And I think it's a worthy goal to finish by Easter, but I don't know if it can happen.
I don't know if it can happen either. I mean, so. Let's be honest.
And that's a nice one because it's beautiful design, but also one color thread.
Yeah. Very, very beautiful. Very nice thing. Yes, absolutely.
Yep. So those two things pending, save some money on samplers, and then coming up next year already a stitch along. So yeah, yes, we're way ahead of the stitch along game. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. We are very much. We got a lot. We're like, I think our eyes, our tummies, what is that, our eyes are too big for our tummies?
You think?
I don't know.
You think?
Whatever.
I think it's a guaranteed that's the case. Yeah,
that's crazy. It's crazy. So and hashtag
you're worse
on
than
Stitchler.
Me.
I know I am. And then I'm gonna have to admit, you know what, it's something I was listening to you and Arlene and I saw that echo too of the Tudor Rose sampler by Gay Ann Rogers. If I get the queen sampler done, think about that with the companion piece. Okay, now think about this, Gary. The queen sampler, the Tudor Rose, you know, whatever, two-to-row sampler in the middle, and then the king's on the left, on the other side. Think about that.
There's a wall right there.
There's a, at least a, yes.
Yep. And, so grand, maybe, and grand and reserve champion at the fair.
I, oh, yes. And I think that if I get the queen sampler done, here we are, I'm getting it done before I even put one stitch in it. But if I get it done, I definitely would look, I would definitely pay the $30 or $35 or whatever it is to show at the, to enter in the state fair in Indianapolis. I would definitely, I think, take it up there. If it was decent. Now, if it looked like, you know, horrible, then I wouldn't do it.
Nah. But, it won't.
But so anyway.
Did you find that? What,
yeah,
what price?
$5.99.
Who?
At Annie's. Annie's.com. $5.99.
A-N-N-I-E-S?
Yep. Annie's catalog. I'm sorry. Annie's catalog.
Vanna.com.
I know. Sorry.
Annie's catalog.com.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's the give the title again.
The Proper Stitch.
Darlene Osteen.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
It's a DVD, $5.99.
Mm-hmm.
It's a DVD, not a book, Beth.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
All right, just
DVD,
for the record.
Not a book.
Yeah.
Hashtag Fiber Talk made me buy it. And.
Get you off the hook. Yep.
Yeah, get you off the hook every time. And. Hashtag I'm a Stitchler.
Yeah, our new one. New hashtag. I'm a Stitchler. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm a Stitchler.
Yes. So, all right, we need to wrap up. Okay. So, and if someone out there interested in sponsoring our journey with the Queen Sampler, you know, let me know. Because a lot of different ways to get some exposure through that, because we're going to be talking about it all over the place. So if you're interested, let me know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sunday, Vicki LaPiccolo Jennett and Megan Jennett, her daughter-in-law of Needlework Press. Tremendous conversation with them. So that's our my guess on Sunday.
Awesome.
Yes. And that show, as this show, sponsored by Sassy Jack Stitchery in Weaverville, North Carolina. Home for all kinds of good stuff that has to do with needlework. And get on that list so that you can get the get notified of the upcoming things at Sassy Jack's, because Kim has a row of them. And then if you're interested in being at the workshop next spring with Nicola Parkman and Hands Across the Sea Samplers and Vanna and Gary. do we get equal billing with Nicola?
I'm just saying, who wouldn't want to be with us, Gary?
Well, now there's something to note. That's good. I'm putting that in the log here. Yes. Who wouldn't?
Who would not want to be with Vanna and Gary? Or Gary and Vanna, whichever way.
Yeah, however it works. Yeah, you know, that's a good thought, you know. Nicola Parkman aside, who wouldn't?
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.